Happy Monday, everyone. Today is January 4th, 2021. I hope your new year is off to a great start and you survived your first weekend. I want to welcome you to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1883 in Canada, the Ontario Rugby Football Union, the precursor to the CFL, is formed. In 1887, Thomas Stevens is the first man to bicycle around the world. He started and ended in San Francisco. In 1920, the first black baseball league is formed, the National Negro Baseball League. In 1957, the then Brooklyn Dodgers buy a 44-passenger twin-engine airplane for the team to travel on for the steep price of $775,000. We're going to fast forward to 1975, where the New Orleans Jazz set an NBA record, well, then NBA record, with the 24-shot clock by scoring only 20 points in the first half of a 111-89 loss in Seattle. The unwanted record stood for nearly 25 years. Now over in the NHL, on that exact same day, the Montreal Canadiens shut out the Washington Capitals 10-0. In 1977, Mary Shane is hired by the Chicago White Sox as the first woman TV play-by-play person. In 1984, the Edmonton Oilers beats the Minnesota Wild 12-8 in the highest scoring game in NHL's modern history. In 1984, Adrian Dantley ties Wilt Chamberlain's NBA record for most free throws made in a game by converting 28 of 29 free throws in Utah's 116-111 win over Houston. That game was played in Las Vegas. In 1986, Los Angeles Rams running back Eric Dickerson scores twice as he rushes for an NFL postseason record 248 yards in a 20-0 victory over the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC divisional round of the playoffs. Also, in 1986, David Robinson, then in college playing for the United States Naval Academy, blocks a record 14 shots in a single game. In 1992, Boston Celtics' Robert Parrish becomes the fifth player in NBA history to record 2,000 career blocks during the Celtics' 196 loss at Minnesota. He joined Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Mark Eaton, Wayne Rollins, and George Johnson. 1999, the first BCS championship game was played at Sun Devil Stadium between Tennessee and Florida State. Tennessee won 23-16. The event was the 28th Fiesta Bowl. And in 2000, a day after accepting the head coaching position at the New York Jets, Bill Belichick resigns and moves on to coach the New England Patriots. On that same day in 2000, American businessman, investor, tech mogul, Shark Tank favorite, Mark Cuban purchased a majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks for $285 million. Just a year later in 2001, Washington Wizards forward Michael Jordan, becomes the fourth player in NBA history to score 30,000 career points. He joined Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, and Karl Malone. We'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for sticking around. For today's deep dive, we're going to be looking at probably, in my opinion, one of the wildest and most bizarre coaching acquisitions in the history of the NFL. After going 8-8 and finishing last in the division under Pete Carroll, owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, decided he needed to move on from Carroll. Kraft requested to interview a former New England assistant that now worked for the AFC East rival New York Jets, named Bill Belichick. Not wanting to lose Belichick, current head coach of the New York Jets, Bill Parcells, stepped down. When Parcells stepped down as head coach after the 1999 season, he had already arranged with the team's management to have Belichick succeed him. However, Belichick would only be the New York Jets' head coach for only one day. On January 4th, 2000, when Belichick was introduced as head coach to the media, the day after his hiring was publicized, he turned it into a surprise resignation announcement. Before taking the podium, In true Bill Belichick fashion, he scrawled very eloquently on a napkin that read, in entirety, quote, I resign as HC of NYJ, end quote. He then delivered a half-hour-long speech explaining his resignation to the assembled media. Soon after this bizarre turn of events, he was introduced as the Patriots' 12th full-time head coach, succeeding the recently fired Pete Carroll. The Patriots had tried to hire him away from Parcells and the Jets in the past. Parcells and the Jets claimed that Belichick was still under contract to the Jets and demanded compensation from the Patriots. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue agreed, and the New England Patriots sent the 16th overall pick in the 2000 draft, plus a 4th and 7th rounder in the 2001 draft in exchange for Belichick, a 2001 5th round draft pick, and a 2002 7th round draft pick. In a panic move, the Jets promoted then linebackers coach Al Grah to head coach. Soon after hiring Belichick, owner Robert Kraft gave him near complete control over the team's football operations, effectively making him the team's general manager as well. Until 2009, Bill Belichick split many of the duties normally held by the general manager on other clubs with player personnel director Scott Pioli, although Belichick had the final say on all football matters. Pioli left the team for the Kansas City Chiefs after the 2008 season. The Patriots went 5-11 in the 2000 regular season and missed the playoffs, while the Jets went 9-7. We want to thank you for joining us in this second episode and hope you have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe however you listen to us, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. And don't forget to like and follow us on all social media at Sport History Pod. Again, that's at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw at Audionautics for the introduction music, and to Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow.